Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
We're here for a live studio session on KNKX with a marvelous group called Torch, which is Brian Chin on trumpet, Eric Lickle on clarinets, Ben Thomas on vibes and bandoneon and percussion, Steve Shermer on bass. All of them are improvisers and composers for the group. The group's name, Torch, inspired by the Thomas Mann quote, "Art is the sacred torch that must shed its merciful light into all life's terrible depths." Let's hear from Torch on KNKX. Torch on KNKX live studio session. You're going to have to tell me the name of that tune.
Tangent 7.
Tangent 7. Sounded like a conversation.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially at the end where the clarinet and the trumpet and the vibes are all running off of each other. I stole that from a piece that Diego Schisi, an Argentine composer, had written, where there was these bandoneon and piano chasing each other around with a violin. So I repurposed it for us.
That's wonderful. And you've done a lot of repurposing kind of stuff. I know on the album there's some reworking of some Eric Satie and some Stravinsky, of all things, and it's really very interesting. How did this happen? How did you all get together to do what you're doing?
Brian and I had been in grad school together, and you want to talk about how we started talking about it?
We've long conspired to try to figure out how to create music that was simultaneously very engaging, very smart, intellectual, very heady, but also could have this palpable sense of groove that could reach a wide audience, that people could latch onto immediately.
Right.
And so that was our challenge, to see if we could figure out how to do that, all without a drummer.
I was going to mention that. Being married to a drummer, it's a little dicey, okay? No drummer here, okay? Right. But you pull it off. It's really marvelous. Okay, so Brian, give me your details, your teaching where.
Okay, I'm over at Seattle Pacific mm-hmm. University.
Okay. And you're also affiliated with Common Tone Arts. Tell me what that is.
Common Tone Arts is a nonprofit organization. And our mission is to create positive change for our diverse world through arts education and music. Okay. This is an organization I've been running since 2014. And now Torch is affiliated with Common Tone.
So
It's part of our mission to create new music and to engage with audiences and to combine what we're doing in education with what we're doing in art making.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. And Eric Thickel on clarinets. You're sort of into some social justice work too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pastor of a church, and we mm-hmm. engage in a lot of social justice issues and try to get people involved and build community. So it's a very rewarding and very involving work. Really happy that I get to be a musician as well. It's a really nice, it's a tricky thing, but a wonderful thing to try and align the two sort of pursuits.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll get back to you two after we hear another song. So let's hear some more from Torch on 88.5 KNKX live studio session. Thank you. okay, and the name of that one?
That one is a song called Little Birds.
Okay.
Lots of little bird motives in it.
Yeah.
And that's another one that tries to combine tango music with jazz with chamber music.
Okay. And that leads me to my next question. Ben Thomas, what is it with tango? What did it do to you? Where did it...
You're going to have to cancel your afternoon programming and call three therapists. I started playing tango about 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had been doing a lot of tango dancing, bought a bandoneon, which is the accordion concertina squeeze box that they use in tango music, started working on that. Eric and I had played, we've been playing for about 20 years, and we've done jazz and classical music, and I don't like to do any project that doesn't involve Eric Lickle. So it's like, hey, do you want to learn how to do tango? So he and I have been playing tango for quite a while now, and I've gone to Argentina a few times. I have a couple bandoneon players, a guy named Hector Del Corto who lives in New York that I study with several times a month, and some of my favorite composition teachers, Ezequiel Menteg and especially Diego Schizzi, who I mentioned before, have really influenced my writing, and they're players and composers that also blend tango with chamber music and jazz.
Okay.
So it was really nice to work with them, especially on this kind of material that blends all of those.
Right. And you're doing it beautifully, I must say. The quality of the sound is just, I can't describe it. It's bell-like. You know, it really is. Steve Shermer, the bassist.
Hi there.
Hi. Let's talk to you for a little bit. Now, you're with the Pacific Northwest Ballet, aren't
you?
Yeah,
28 years.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of nutcrackers.
Lots and lots of nutcrackers.
Got like 1,100 under my belt at this point.
Oh,
whatever.
My goodness.
It's
I can't
good.
Even imagine.
It's good. It's a great
Yikes.
Job.
Okay. Also teaching at University of Puget Sound?
Right. And right. I've been there for quite a while as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And something about a landscape practitioner?
Oh, geez.
Talk about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, so I fill my extra time with landscaping. I do design and installation and maintenance. And yeah.
That was something we were just talking about before the show with some of our audience here about how behind we are in our own landscaping.
Right.
Well, okay,
let me get my number out and refer all your calls to
Okay. And your connection with the rest of the band?
So I'm actually the latecomer here.
Okay.
I got the call from Brian about 3 years ago. And had pretty much been strictly classical for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been, in some ways, a huge departure and a huge stretching for me. But in a lot of other ways, it's just right up my alley with the chamber music aspect. I've done chamber music, you know, forever.
Right.
And then Ben dragged me into the tango trio, not kicking and screaming, actually pretty excited about it. It's just so much fun to have all these different aspects of music to be able to be pursuing.
Great. Yes. Thank you so much. All right. So you mentioned, we were talking earlier and you had done something with the Westerlies Extravaganza not too long ago. Do you have any other performances coming up that you'd like to talk about?
We have a couple of things coming up that we're really excited about. One, we have something in with our longtime collaborator now at the University of Washington in the dance program coming up in January. And then we have a new piece called Passages that we're going to be, I'll say, screening because it's actually a live, it's almost a soundtrack to some amazing animation by this artist, Scott Colbo, that I work with at Seattle Pacific. And Scott has created this beautiful story about immigration in America and tells the story of both the land and also of the individual people. This story is told through the lens of a little kid, a genderless kid who is essentially trying to come into a new place, and we watch this kid get sent through many adventures and many cycles.
Wow.
And so this is something we're very proud of this work because we actually created a collaborative composition aspect of it.
Wow.
Something a little new. We each wrote a theme for this, and we are writing our own styles, different components of the film, but using the themes that we composed in advance to bring it all together.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And look for that. That's happening in March.
In March. Okay. All right. Be sure to let us know because we want to let people know. Thank you so much for being here. Let's have one more tune and send you on your way.
Okay. We're going to end. I'm going to move from the vibes over the bandoneon and we're going to do a piece called Other Afternoons.
Okay.
And this will finish out the set. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
thank you. Thanks for being here. It's Torch, live studio session on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Oh, my. Other Afternoons from Torch. Thank you so much for being here, Ben Thomas, Steve Shermer, Brian Chin, and Eric Lickle. Do let us know what you've got going on, because we'd like to hear more from you, definitely. And thanks to our studio session sponsor, Portage Bay Cafe, and to the KNKX Leadership Circle members in attendance here today, to all KNKX members for making studio sessions and everything else possible on KNKX. And thanks to John Kessler for audio production and Parker Blom for video. And we'll send it now back to Uptown Ruby Brown for the rest of Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX. Okay, we're clear. Thank you. That was so beautiful. Thank you. Wow.
It really helps having you guys.
Does it? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Great. I'm so glad.